It's time for a lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's a snowbound lightning round, even though there's no snow on the ground. There's some ice and a lot of explosions, and he came up with
lightning round.
I didn't like that. That was
very
not,
growly.
That sound is now outlawed.
Yeah.
Until the end of time. Yeah, that
there
one.
It is again.
That one.
So last week we handed out grades. I thought it went well. And I'm going to take another idea from the Gottlieb Show because they take segments and ideas from us all the time. We're going to do some psychic and fill in the blank. That's what that is.
I have to guess what the question is?
No, I'm giving you the question.
It's like
you,
Karnak, it's like, the Magnificent.
He just says, fill in the blank, and then you have to talk.
Yeah, fill in the blank air, Steve.
Go.
Tyronn Lue sat his big three for rest. LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love on the back end of a back-to-back. Just, you know, for rest. Lots of people are saying there's a bad decision because of all the Cavs fans in Memphis that didn't get to see LeBron the one time a year the Cavs come to town. Some people are saying the NBA should think about when teams sit their players so road fans who go to NBA games see the teams that they want to see when they don't see them all that often. The NBA implementing a rule on starting rosters would be blank.
Wait, run that by me again.
Some people are saying the NBA should make teams decide when they sit players based on where they're going. Essentially, you can't rest your big players at road games because that's when people go to games.
Okay, so finish it again. You did something. I missed a key word in there.
The NBA implementing a rule on starting rosters would be blank.
Bull hooey. It's nobody's business but that franchise, who they play, when they play him. Tyronn Lue is paid for one reason, to repeat as NBA champ. Memphis needs to get over it. Elvis was overrated. Next.
The newest news from hashtag WakeyLeaks is that many ACC schools were given plays and information by Tommy Elrod. Many ACC schools are finding out about this information that they've been receiving for over 2 years now. They're expressing embarrassment and general shame for being a part of this. And then there's Louisville. They think that this is nothing but an embarrassment and a distraction from Lamar Jackson having won the Heisman and the Cardinals' upcoming Citrus Bowl game against LSU. I'm going to give that one a 6. Louisville's response to the WakeyLeaks scandal is blank.
It's Louisville. They've got two of the biggest sleazeball scumbags as coaches, Bobby Petrino and Rick Pitino, and they're trying to act like they're above it all. It's the most, the answer is, it's the most Louisville thing ever.
Rumors were saying that tandem bike aficionado Rex Ryan could have been fired as soon as last Monday. Gus Bradley hasn't been fired, even though I thought for sure after his Thursday night debacle against the Titans, he was fired. He is thought to have the hottest hot seat left in the NFL after Jeff Fisher was fired. So I ask you, the next NFL coach to be fired will be...
Ooh, sexy Rexy, bye-bye.
Despite Jim Harbaugh saying that he is not interested in the current Rams opening, people still think he's going to be the next coach of the Rams. Since the team won't be very fun to watch, it makes sense to bring in a big-name coach that can turn them into a contender. The next Rams head coach will be...
Oi, how about this? Pending. There's no way it's going to be Harbaugh. There's not even a chance. What do you got?
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Nah, this is going to be
Coach
NFL
pending.
Season ends, college ends. This is going to be a process. There will not be a rush to incompetency. I'll tell you what. I bet if I had to rechange my answer, it's going to be a name you haven't heard yet.
Okay, I like that. So obviously a name you have heard of would be John Gruden. He hasn't coached since 2008. He went 9-7. He immediately then joined the ESPN booth for Monday Night Football. He hasn't stepped away from the game completely, doing his Gruden QB camps with college quarterbacks, so it's probable he can jump right back into a coaching role. If the Rams hire John Gruden, that would be blank.
Alternative universe. There's no way John Gruden is leaving his $5.5 million cushy, I get to do whatever I want job for that train wreck of an organization.
And our last one here. The Detroit Lions and Matt Stafford have 8 game-winning drives so far this season. Your New York Giants have held off game-winning drives in 8 of their 9 wins this season. They both play on Sunday. When this unstoppable force of the Cardiac Cats meets the unmovable object of the Lions defense, blank comes out on top.
God, do I have to really go with my heart here? Game's at New York. The Lions are the Lions. It's December. How could you ever go with Detroit over New York in an NFL game that counts? The end result is, J-Man, roll! Count it!